This is Radio MD COVID-19 Daily, your source for COVID-19 news from the front lines of healthcare. I'm Caitlin White. We're happy to have you here on this Tuesday, April 28th. Later in the episode, hear a snippet from one of our sister podcasts on how Chinese medicine can help during the pandemic. COVID-19 is an ever-evolving virus, with blood clots and strokes in young people being some of the newest mystery symptoms. With more on these developments is Radio MD's Scott Webb.
In addition to the well-known breathing problems, blood clots are a significant danger for COVID-19 patients. Clots are causing patients with COVID to have heart attacks and strokes, form strange rashes on their skin, and get red, swollen wounds that look like frostbite on their fingers and toes. Though COVID-19 was once thought to be a pathogen that primarily attacks the lungs, it has turned out to be a much more difficult puzzle to solve, as it is impacting nearly every major organ system in the body. Reporting for Radio MD News, I'm Scott Webb.
More men than women are dying from COVID-19, leading scientists to wonder, can estrogen and other sex hormones help men survive COVID-19? Radio MD's Bill Klaproth has more.
So we know men are more likely to die from coronavirus, while women are more likely to survive. And doctors are asking, could hormones produced in greater quantities by women be at work? So scientists are testing the hypothesis with two clinical trials that will each dose men with estrogen and progesterone, two female sex hormones, for limited durations, with preliminary results potentially available in a few months. Now, this idea may seem a little bit out there, but Dr. Sharon Nachman, Associate Dean for Research at the Renaissance School in New York, which is participating in the study, says, it's totally out of the box, which is often how good ideas start. For Radio MD News, I'm Bill Klaproth.
An old over-the-counter heartburn medication is being tested to treat coronavirus. It's called famitidine, and it's the active ingredient in Pepcid, an over-the-counter medication commonly used to alleviate heartburn. ABC News reports that researchers at Northwell Health in New York have been enrolling patients hospitalized with COVID-19 into their study of it, which is being delivered through an IV in doses 9 times greater than that of the typical over-the-counter amount. The hope is that famitidine will act as a decoy for the virus, so that while the virus is preoccupied, it is unable to reproduce itself and spread throughout the body. Does Chinese medicine have a place in fighting the current coronavirus pandemic? Well, Dr. Eric Karchmer, practicing Chinese medical doctor, sat down with Dr. Taz to share his experience and provide valuable information for Eastern medicine's use during these uncertain times.
You know, as you and I sit here today, most of the country is in some sort of quarantine or lockdown, you know, different rules, different states, but most of the world, you know, is in lockdown. And we've seen the rapid spread of COVID-19. And I don't think it's the end, because I think the viruses and the bacteria and all of those things are going to continue to change and mutate. So for everybody out there listening who's so fixated on COVID-19, you know, let's talk about that, but let's talk about the bigger problem. So I'll let you take it from there.
Well, I think you're right. I think it could be just the beginning. And I do think Chinese medicine has a really important role to play here for some fresh perspectives and alternatives. Your listeners may or may not be familiar. You know, this is really sort of round two, if you will, with coronavirus, because back in 2003, we had the SARS epidemic, which kind of petered out, but it was a real crisis, and it was not as infectious or contagious as COVID-19 is, but it had a higher mortality rate. And I remember kind of at that time sort of thinking, it was very scary, but we kind of got lucky and all the quarantine measures worked well enough and it sort of disappeared. But now we've got another version of the coronavirus. I'm just not sure if it's going to go away, but I do think, Chinese medicine can be a help here. And in fact, actually, because I do research in China, as you mentioned, I've been in contact with some colleagues in China, and it's really actually being used Chinese medicine being used very widely right now to address the epidemic in China. And I think it's just Chinese government is now sort of starting to really claim some real results from that. And so I think it's a reminder that we don't want to give up on all of our public health measures and all of our tools, but we need some additional ones. So I think what's happening in China is a good reminder of that.
Yeah, I agree. And why do you think SARS, the first coronavirus in 2003, kind of petered out, whereas this one, at least from my perspective, seems to be more extreme with its global spread and all the other stuff? What do you think is happening there?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I just think that I think this one is more contagious. It's not as virulent. So a lot of people are, I mean, that's also, I think what makes it tricky is some people have very mild cases of it. I have a sister-in-law and probably a brother and lots of friends who I think have all been sick with it already, but they never got tested. So it's probably out there in much to a much greater extent than we even realized. In 2003, because it just was a little bit more slow moving and it really was centered in China and got to a few other places. But of course, in China, you've got a one party state there and you've got the possibility of some really draconian measures, which they've implemented again. But it wasn't, even that in China couldn't really contain this one. So I just think we're in a new world.
Interesting. Sure. Well, from a Chinese medicine perspective, talk to us a little bit about COVID-19, you know, bacterial and viral invasion of your immune system itself, you know, what the things we can do. Because I stand, and you may know this if you listen to some of my episodes, but I stand firmly in that there's only so much we can control the external environment, you know, but there's a lot that we can do to control our internal environment. So what's the Chinese medicine kind of perspective on all of that?
Yeah, 100%. And so that's, yeah, your perspective really is totally in line with a Chinese medicine perspective too. So a couple of basic things about Chinese medicine. One, it's interesting because microorganisms, viruses, bacteria, that's never been a part of Chinese medicine. It emerged long before people had that kind of knowledge. So it's got a different sort of toolkit for thinking about illnesses that come from, that are sort of invade from the outside. And it's also got another kind of perspective that's really important that kind of gets to what you're talking about. Chinese medicine is also very attentive to like who gets sick and who doesn't get sick. Mm-hmm. So we're seeing very clearly in this epidemic that the elderly, people 70 and above, they're the most vulnerable. You know, there's kind of an interesting way of thinking about that in Chinese medicine, and that's usually through this idea of like a deficiency. Mm-hmm. You know, as we get on in age, we become vulnerable, and you can think of a deficiency as a vulnerability. And we become vulnerable in different ways. Chinese medicine is really good at thinking about that and also really good at addressing that. So I know in your, I was just listening to one of your other podcasts where you're talking about astragalus.
Yes, my favorite.
A classic example.
Yeah.
Astragalus is actually would be extremely useful in this situation because astragalus supplements qi and particularly sort of this, we think of this idea of like defensive qi, something that kind of like is on the boundaries of the body and defends against kind of external invasion, if you will. So Chinese medicine has always been kind of attentive to that and always been attentive to like the medicinals, the herbs and things like that, that help kind of address the body in that way. In Western medicine, we're extremely focused on the origin of illness. So here it's a microorganism. And so we're looking for antiviral drugs that attack the virus, or we have antibiotics that attack the bacteria. But Chinese medicine has kind of emerged with like different strategies. And when you treat things like this in Chinese medicine, you never treat with sort of one drug. So in Western medicine, we're very focused on sort of that compound that, you know, kills the virus or kills the bacteria. In Chinese medicine, the strategy has always been to use a combination of drugs and think about how that combination works together with your body to get it back in balance so that you can, whether it's an acute infection or if it's something chronic, it's sort of trying to like help the body do and get to the place it'd rather be, as opposed to sort of kill a microorganism or interrupt some sort of physiological mechanism.
That was a snippet from a longer interview with Dr. Eric Karchmer, which you can hear on The Dr. Taz Show. That's available on all podcast platforms. This has been Radio MD's COVID-19 Daily. Email us with questions or just a few comments at COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. That's COVID19Daily@radiomd.com. Have a wonderful Tuesday afternoon, and we'll see you on your hump day. I'm Caitlin White. Stay home and stay healthy.